Douglas Herbert, international affairs editor, joins me on set. Welcome, Doug.
Welcome.
Speaking of the Central African Republic, I mean, about 50 vehicles surrounded the town of Sibut, north of the capital, Bangui, and it's sending its 25,000 residents fleeing for safety. It's turning out to be more difficult in Central African Republic for French troops than Mali.
Yeah, it's an entirely different ball game, to use a sporting metaphor for the French. Mali, within a few days and weeks, the French were able to rack up, at least spin it as success in many respects, having driven the Islamists back, at least into their sort of redoubts in the north. Central African Republic has been a humanitarian and a security disaster for the French on all fronts. You have 1,600 French troops, basically working alongside an overwhelmed African peacekeeping force of 4,600. The EU is going to be sending in its own contingent of about 500 to 600, unclear which countries will contribute what. They're all in over their heads. We have had basically a Christian majority, militias called the Anti-Balaka, on the rampage in many areas against a much smaller Muslim minority. Muslims about 10 to 15% of the country. It's been both sides, obviously responsible here for atrocities. It's been tit-for-tat killings. You've had this spiral of sectarian violence. And what you've had basically is the minority Muslim militias, the ones who had originally taken power, toppled the president, the then president last year in March. They've been pushed back. They have been basically confined to barracks in the northwest, also around the capital, Bangui. But the problem is now they are watching Muslims. They're sitting in their barracks, seeing Muslims falling victim, prey to these Christian militias. It is an absolute bloody mess. No one really knows what to do. A lot of the French soldiers are not even, they're afraid to get out of their tanks. They are seen as hostile, sometimes by all sides, not protecting one or the other. And there have been warnings, very grim warnings, that this thing could escalate into all-out genocide. It's not there yet, but the ethnic religious undertones and overtones of this conflict are extremely scary, and some say a microcosm of what could spill across the region if they don't find a solution.